two big stories today, the results of the presidential primaries and the nomination today of Merrick Garland, the chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. President Obama introduced Garland this morning in the White House Rose Garden.
I ask that they confirm Merrick Garland now to the Supreme Court so that he can take his seat in time to fully participate in its work for the American people this fall. He is the right man for the job. He deserves to be confirmed.
Well, NPR broke this story earlier today, so let's get right to legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, Merrick Garland was on the short list. Who is Merrick Garland?
Well, he's the chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, which is really this often called the second most important court in the United States because it deals with most of the regulatory laws that in the United States they go before the Court of Appeals. As chief judge, he is, I have to say, a genuinely beloved figure to both conservatives and liberals alike. He's 63 years old, so he's the oldest of the finalists for this. He was passed over for twice by President Obama earlier when he picked two women for seats on the Supreme Court. He began his legal career clerking for two iconic judges, first conservative judge Henry Friendly on the Federal Appeals Court in New York, and then the liberal Supreme Court Justice William Brennan. Before that, he was valedictorian of his high school class, first at Harvard Law School. One of his colleagues said to me today, he's so brilliant. He's such a gentle person that people don't realize how brilliant he is. And this judge, who's a conservative, said to me, I always tell my law clerks, we're going to just do this up round. We're going to get every angle of this case. We're going to be so well prepped. And then I go in if I'm sitting with Merrick, and he's always thought of some angle that I haven't thought of. He is the best prepared person around. And and that's what the president said, that he's the best prepared person to take this job and hit the ground running.
Well, the president also gave us some biography. You mentioned the high school valedictorian. We heard the story of how in high school, when a classmate had a plug pulled during a speech, Merrick Garland got up and made a speech in defense of free speech, that he later stepped away from a lucrative law practice to become a public servant. He prosecuted the Oklahoma City bombings. But when you say he's beloved on both sides, I mean, he actually cried when he stood up to the podium to begin his remarks. It was so emotional for him. But why? Tell us more about why he's so beloved.
Well, one judge said to me, in every instance, said this judge, he works for consensus. He makes certain that everyone is heard from and taken into account. Collegiality is his watchword. He is unquestionably the best prepared person on any panel. I considered him, when I came on this court, said this judge, a professional mentor, even though we often disagree. He knows we have differences, but he makes sure that we discuss them and, if possible, that we can resolve those differences to make the best possible decisions. He's a model judge, said this individual that I talked to. And I think, when you have conservative judges talking that way about their colleague, it means that it's going to be very difficult to make him, as I think it was Senator John Cornyn said, a piñata, that they would make the nominee a piñata. This nominee is not so easy to make into a piñata. They may not give him a hearing. They may not give him a vote. But they'll be left relying on process instead of him, I think.
That's what we're hearing today, that some Republicans are already saying it's not about the nominee. It's about whether or not we feel the president should be making a nomination when we have an election coming up. So that's probably the language that we're going to hear. But meanwhile, we only have about a minute. Do we know anything about where Merrick Garland stands on some of the contentious issues that are sure to come up?
Well, as I said, he's a moderate liberal, but there are a lot of contentious issues that don't come before the D.C. Court of Appeals. For example, they don't have death penalty cases. However, he supervised the Oklahoma City bombing investigation and trial in which the Justice Department sought and got the death penalty for Timothy McVeigh. So there, that shows you the comprehensiveness of his of his background. And it's, we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. And Merrick Garland is a name we're going to get to know a lot more about. Nina Totenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.